The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Victorian toilets hidden under a waterfall in a Dublin park could be getting a new lease of life. The public facility in Palmerston Park is one of dozens of so-called public conveniences opened in the 19th and early 20th centuries, but which since have closed. Emma Turrell has been speaking to locals about the old toilets and their potential future use.
Well, if you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise.
To one side of Palmerston Park in Dartry in Dublin 6 sits a duck pond and rockery that once had a waterfall flowing down its side. But underneath the mound of earth and vegetation is a set of male and female toilets built in the 1890s that even local residents either didn't know existed or were shut off long before they got a chance to use them.
And I walk this park so regular. No, I had no idea.
And are you from the area?
I am. Yeah.
And would you have lived here long?
Long time, yeah.
And you didn't know that they were there?
Well, I knew there used to be toilets many, many, many years ago, but I just thought they were gone and closed. Yeah. And I've just come round that way as well. But sure, sometimes you're just looking forward. You're not looking any other way. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. No.
So they're old Victorian toilets. So it would have been when the park was built.
This is them over there, is it?
Yeah. So in behind, there's an entrance way. It's blocked off now with a fence and kind of overgrowth, but
oh, never knew that.
Hidden behind the fountain, I suppose.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
Are they working?
No.
My wife's family have a long history here. Her grandmother used to play here, who's long dead now, and my wife's been playing here since she was a kid. And a close friend of ours was part of the Heritage Society, who was responsible for ensuring it wasn't ultimately closed. So yeah, I'd heard a couple of stories about it. All right.
And have you heard much about where it is, what it looks like, what?
Actually, no, and I've never even gone to investigate. But when my son was much younger, he used to go in. We were cautious about it because we didn't like him going in. But he'd go in and kind of investigate it. But I've never really asked him what he's seen in there.
My name is Marion Cashman. I'm a resident of the area, long time, and a member of the Residents Association, Richview Residents Association. The duck pond and the waterfall used to be a real feature. You know, I think every parent in the neighbourhood would take their children to the playground on the far side and over here years ago to see the ducks. But the ducks are long gone and the waterfall is not working. The old Victorian toilets, quite naturally, were situated to a certain extent under the waterfall because you have a supply of water there.
And what would they have looked like and how long ago do you reckon that they probably closed?
They're closed a very long time. And the fact that they're so slightly underground probably wasn't the most hygienic or the most conducive to use, really.
It's thought there were around 70 public toilets in Dublin in the 1950s and 60s, with up to 400 toilet attendants in their heyday. But they began closing in the 80s and 90s with an increase in antisocial behaviour and drug use. Carolyn Moore is a Green Party councillor in the area. She says the city's old bathrooms came back into focus during the pandemic when shopping centres and restaurants were shut.
There's at least 13 others around the city, which would be those very kind of classic Georgian era public conveniences. And I suppose in some way they all have the potential to be brought back into use, whether as public toilets or some other creative use. And we see a lot of cities around the world have kind of started looking at, because they do have very unique heritage properties, and they're sort of very kind of classic design, the white subway tile interiors and all of that kind of thing. So they are very characterful, and there's a lot of potential there, I think, with some creative thinking.
Work is underway in Palmerston Park to build a new tea room and public toilet, so other options for the 130-year-old loos have been suggested. Former bathrooms in the UK have been turned into cafes, convenience shops and even people's homes.
Little kind of niche cocktail bars. I think there was one in London that even became a very mini nightclub. It was one of the underground ones, and we actually have one of those up just beside St. Patrick's Park in Dublin 8. So the idea that you would convert it, the most obvious use is a little coffee shop or a coffee hut. There was one in Harold's Cross Park, for example, that now trades as Noshington. So that was brought back into use as a little coffee shop. That's obviously not a potential for this here, but There have been a number of ideas floated, from kind of an artist studio to maybe just a little play space or a space to explore nature. And I'd definitely be open to seeing what the council can kind of come up with.
Well, I'm an artist, so I think it would be great. Yeah, I'd be very interested. It should definitely be uncovered.
Do you need much space for an artist studio?
No. People could come in and
residences.
Yeah, for a few weeks at a time. Could have a little group there and come outside and do your art.
I think it's kind of well needed as well here, because like, this would be a fairly popular park, and it's useful to have somewhere that you can go, whether it be for a coffee or to use the toilets or whatever it might be, you know.
The most interesting use I've ever seen of public Victorian toilet spaces was a friend of mine who did a play called Ladies and Gentlemen in the toilets in Stephen's Green as part of the Fringe Festival a few years ago. He's dead now, actually, Carl Shields. He did an extraordinary play, and it was set in two halves. So one half was in the gents' toilet, one half was in the ladies' toilet. And then you swapped over and you saw the other half of the play, and it all went together. And it was extraordinary. So it could be used as a theatre space.
One suggestion is to make a network of mini spaces out of the old public conveniences that remain across Dublin.
There have been at least 12 that have been demolished, so those are obviously gone. But as I say, including this one, there's 14 still standing. And I think definitely it's worth exploring what we could do with them. And some of them would be bigger than others. The one here in Palmerston Park isn't particularly spacious, so there would be limitations there. But yeah, I think why not? They're important parts of the city's history, and it would be great to see them brought back into use.
But Marion from the Residents Association says any future use for the Victorian toilets will come down to money.
Since the council don't seem to be able to get the water bowl working, I suspect they're not going to restore it. This is a difficult position. It's not above ground. It's slightly below ground. So it's probably extremely expensive.
Dublin City Council says it plans on carrying out an assessment of the Palmerston Park toilet's current condition, allowing it to then investigate options for its future use.
And that report from Emma Tyrrell. A reminder.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.